106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is a cautionary tale. Mel's Diner yesterday thought that I was trying to scam them out of free lunches. Can you imagine a more humiliating scenario where you have to convince Mel's original diner, I'm not trying to steal lunches from you? Here's the story.
Okay.
I had to purchase a Mel's Diner gift card for my father-in-law. He loves it.
Okay.
Loves it.
Okay.
So I go there and I get a $50 gift card. Well, when I'm, this is 2 days ago. So when I'm getting the $50 gift card, the girl who's selling it to me, she goes, are you going to be taking advantage of the promotion? And I go, what promotion is that? She goes, well, if you spend $50 on the gift card, you get $15 off of your meal that day. And I said, can I, does that count for to-go food? And she says, sure. Yeah, I said, I guess so. And I said, tuna melt to go. And she goes, okay. And she goes and orders it, and I sit and I wait for it. And they bring it in. They go, actually, the tuna melt was only $13, so it's just free. And I was like, Yahtzee. Grab my gift card, go home. Om nom 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 nom, my tuna melt.
Yeah.
Next day, I tell my wife, got your dad that $50 Mel's Original Diner gift card. She goes, it's only supposed to be $25. And I go, what? She goes, it says it on the Google Doc, only $25. And I said, well, I didn't check that first. So now I have to fix the problem.
Why can't you just give him a gift card?
Because I'm not wasting another $25.
Go ahead.
And it'll throw off stocking gifts. It's a whole thing.
What?
It's a whole, that's my wife's thing. The world and the universe needs to be balanced as far as value goes for stockings. Don't get me effing started, okay?
Wow, okay.
I'm sure it has something to do with her OCD. So I go back. There's a Mel's Original Diner right down the street from where our new studio is on Lava Ridge, okay? I go to that one, and I said, hi, I have this $50 gift card. I need $25. Can I return this and get $25? And he says, I don't think so. He goes, do you have the receipt? I said, I do have the receipt. And I hand him the receipt, and he's looking at the receipt. And you know what he said?
What?
Well, it says here, you took advantage of the $15 off, and you applied it to a tuna melt sandwich to go. And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, because of that, I can't do that. And I go, I'm not trying to scam you out of free lunches. I said, shockingly, I can afford lunch at Mel's Original Diner. I just need this fixed. He goes, I have no way to prove that didn't happen, that you don't just go to like diner after diner buying $50 just to return it so you can get a free lunch. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
That's hilarious.
So I eventually had to fold up shop, leave in a huff.
Of course.
You know me. I can huff.
Oh, yeah. Such a good huffer.
And I had to go back to the original Mel's Diner where I bought the gift card. And this one was in Rockland. And I said, can you please let me exchange this $50 for $25? And shout out to Bree. Shout out to Bree. She did it. The manager of the Rockland Mel's Original Diner. And she believed me that I wasn't trying to scam them out of free tuna.
She did give you free tuna, though, basically, at the end of the day.
Yeah. I know that.
Because you only bought 25. You know.
Wait a second. Are you taking Mel's side in this?
Well, I'm not saying that. I know that the intention going in was not that you wanted to scam. Did you get the benefits of a scam? Yes.
I'm pissed. So shout out to Bree for believing my story that I'm not some vagrant trying to scam Mel's out of free food. And you know what? Shout out to Madison, who's super cute, and Xavier, who has a corgi. I spent a lot of time at that Mel's trying to write this shit.
You made friends?
This is very strange.
I made friends, and I ordered a bowl of soup.
Did you pay for it?
This one I paid for.
Okay, good.